Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Tech and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
What can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 246. Transitioning from the All-Star game to, it's not really the second half because way more than half the season is done, but the symbolic second half of the season. And I guess we'll start with, I got to be honest, I didn't watch in any of the All-Star game. I didn't care. I watched Miles Teller's opening. It had all the makings of a really, America 250 in Philly. And by all accounts, the game was a snoozer.
Yeah, it was a snoozer, Brian. 15 strikeouts for the AL. It was definitely pitching heavy. NL only had three hits the whole game, and the second hit, I think, was like in the seventh or eighth inning, so it came really late. Not your typical outing for Christopher Sanchez starting for the NL, a lot of walks and, give up like three runs in the first. So definitely a snoozer. Cody Bellinger comes home with the MVP. Him and Ben Rice have back-to-back hits in the first inning. He drives in two runs and gets the MVP. So that's what it tells you. A single gets you the MVP. So nothing too spectacular. The home run derby actually was the big draw.
Right. But what I'd say is I love authentic sports and I want them to be real and not like WWE. But in this sense, I wish they had fixed it. I mean, the kid in St. Louis seems like a great kid and he earned it. But boy, would it have been way better if Schwarber had won that.
Oh, you wanted it like fixed, like the bookies fixed it. Yeah, like somehow Schwarber. Well, I mean, I think everyone pretty much assumed that Schwarber was going to win if Jordan Walker didn't ring off six home runs in literally six swings. So it's pretty impressive. So that's the drama you get. And it's great in a way because he's a young guy, 23 years old. He's got a huge future in MLB. He was a big prospect and people were writing him off. Can you believe that? He's kind of like Volpe, but he's way more talented than Volpe. So it's good to see MLB with the young players. I love it. I love seeing the young players succeed because Schwarber's made his money. He's hits home runs.
To be honest, people of color. I mean, there are fewer black players than 25 years ago, and there's a lot of reasons for it, and whether it's inaccessible now because it's such pay to play or what have you. But he even said it after the game. He's like, hopefully there'll be young black kids who see me and want to play. And I don't think that an athlete like that right now has that kind of impact, but I'm all for it if it's true.
Yeah, he comes from a very intelligent family. I believe his father is like a doctor or like a professor or something like that, and his mother or vice versa. So he's very educated. It's funny, my son Jackson actually saw him at a bar in Fairfield. He was at like a beach bar in Fairfield last off season. Yeah. I don't know. He must have friends at Yale or something, or somebody in the area, and he was down there and wound up at a beach bar in Fairfield, Connecticut. Go figure.
I mean, when it comes to the All-Star game, I don't really have much else to say. I mean, it had a good look. The game was just, and I've said this before the break. The only thing I'll say, the All-Star games mean nothing to me. Baseball, it used to have juice when we never saw the NL, and since that has gone, so was the game. I mean, I do think the Derby, when they get the right player mix, is great. And Schwarber and Harper, to be honest, they stepped up. They didn't have to do it, and I think it shows a lot about their respect for their contracts, their respect for their city. You know, they did not have to participate, and they did because it was in Philly. And I think that was cool. I mean, Harper bowed out in the first round, but still he tried.
Yeah, but your Red Sox showing with Contreras was very impressive. He came out the gates setting the standard very well. It was impressive. But Junior Caminero, man, that dude can just straight up rake home runs. And they dodged a bullet. He got hit in the hand in the game and walked right out and took himself out of the game. But I guess x-rays are negative. And much to the dismay of the Sox and the Yankees, since the Sox opened coming out of the break against the Rays, you will see Junior Caminero in the lineup.
Yeah. Although I will say that Contreras, I thought he handled the boo stuff. I loved for once, Philly booing was awesome, and Contreras handled it beautifully, and so that was all better than expected. But let's move on, because the Red Sox start with a day night double entrance doubleheader against the Rays. Obviously the Rays are just, you know, way above them. It's not about catching the Rays. They're a half game out of the wild card right now, and to be honest, if you're a Sox fan that wants them to be buyers, you can't, like, if you get swept in that first doubleheader, it's almost like what happened right before the break never happened. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if they split. They just got to win one of the two games. For some reason, I feel like how you start this second half is super important. And if they drop the first two on a Friday night when the city's jacked up, I think it's going to suck.
The big deal for the Sox, right, is the huge opponent coming out of the break. Four games against the Rays, and then I believe they play the Blue Jays and the Orioles. So they have 12 games coming out of the break against the AL East. So it's going to be a huge time for them to make up some ground or distance themselves from the Blue Jays and the Orioles. That being said, you know, again, you hit the nail right on the head. They have to figure it out, right? And I think you're right. Those first four games, I think, are the huge deciding factor, because you know, John Henry's gone silent. He's not talking. There's some hype, Brian. There's some legit hype behind this team with a bunch of so-called nobodies. Really, let's think about it. You know, they have less than the dirtbags had, Brian.
So there's been a lot of talk. If you read the quotations and listen to the interviews, that getting some guys in there that had very low expectations, who are competitive guys, is making a difference. You know, and I don't know if I can say that the last 2 weeks erased the previous 2 months, because I still kind of think they suck. But I mean, honestly, where we felt about the team a month ago to now, it's pretty stunning. So am I back to watching full games every night? No. But am I tuning in to check it out every time I'm home? Yes. So the tenor in my household has shifted. You know, we walked in, my wife and I, we stayed in the car and then waited for the ninth inning to end and ran in the house to watch the end of that last game before the break to see them. Now, they manufactured a kind of a crappy lucky win, but they still won the game. And we're not like, I'm not sitting here like a fair weather fan, be like, I'm on board. But I'm just saying that they definitely have my attention.
Yeah, there can always be something to be said for a team that's playing without expectations. And let's be honest, there really are no expectations for the Red Sox right now. They since they came into the season thinking most people thought they would be a contending team, and then they weren't. Everyone basically is just giving up, and anything now is gravy, I think, if you're a Red Sox fan. So that's great.
Here's what I'll say before we get to the Yankees. I always think of basketball. Everyone makes a run. So say you're down 20, and you go on an 18-zip run, and it's like, oh, my God, we're only down two. But if you run out of gas and then the other team just goes on an 8-0 run, the game's over. Like, so in some ways, a lot of people felt they wanted the season to keep going and the break was bad for the winning streak. Depending on what happens against Tampa, I actually might kind of disagree with that, because at some point they were going to lose. And what happens if they lost three or four straight right after that? So they get a little pause here. And if somehow they can, they don't have to continue the winning streak. They just need to win two of four, in my opinion, to keep this momentum going. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is episode 246, a fan base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. The Yankees is a little different ballgame. You know, they got it together a little bit right before the break, but right before that, they were trash, right? So there's still a couple of games back. They want to win the division. They don't want to be a wild card team. So what are you looking at here coming out of the gate?
Yeah, well, let's be honest. They went into the break winning four games, but, I mean, they beat the Washington Nationals, who had the worst bullpen in baseball, blowing saves, 27 saves up to this point. So
what?
All their – yeah, they've blown 27 saves so far this season.
That's insane.
And two of those were against the Yankees, right? Because the Yankees came back twice in the eighth inning, and one game was a pretty good blow. I think they've won by like 7 or 8 runs. But again, like, you're coming back. So take it by a grain of salt. The Yankees still aren't producing runs like they should be. And let's be honest, everything revolves around Aaron Judge. Now, where there was some encouraging news that he is healing. But that being said, let's be honest, the Yankees are going to take the approach, and I'll say this because you say they want to win the East. I think they're at this point, yes, you want to win the East, but without Aaron Judge in the lineup, they're playing it like the Dodgers usually play it. And that's my opinion. They're going to just handle him with kid gloves and hope he's ready for the postseason. Now, if that means he comes back into action mid-August or late August, he has to have a month. He has to have a month to get ready, be it prior to hitting the field at Yankee Stadium with the club, or once he gets on the field. You're not just going to go into October, the Aaron Judge, and you're not going to get the Aaron Judge that you've had the last two MVPs. Let's be honest. You're not going to come back from this injury all of a sudden midseason and be perfect. It's just not going to happen. But any sort of Aaron Judge is better than anybody else in the American League. Let's be honest with you, because the American League is very weak and very winnable. So you get him back, you have a chance. But you can speculate all you want about what the Yankees are going to do at the trading deadline. We still got a few weeks. It's August 3rd. So they are going to handle this with kid gloves. They're not, I don't think they'll do anything. I really don't, until they find out exactly where Aaron Judge stands on July 31st or August 1st.
What about Stanton?
Who knows with Stanton? I mean, if you can get Stanton back before Judge comes back, that does lengthen the lineup a little bit and gets that right-handed bat in there. But again, he's just going to DH. He's just going to strictly DH. And you know, he's one ground ball away or one stretch and a double until being on the IL again. And this new injury he had isn't his original injury. It's like an extra calf injury. You know, I don't know, maybe he twisted a Snapple bottle wrong or something. Who knows, dude? It's just with him.
Judge, I get. He generates such torque when he hits, and he's so big. Like, I understand how that can put him on the shelf. But generally speaking, we're not going to go through this hot take because sports people have been talking about forever. But they're so freaking soft. It's just bananas to me.
They're soft. I mean, the Yankees need catching improvement, but if Judge comes back, they could maybe get by with what they got. But a lot of people are saying they're going to get Hunter Goodman from Colorado. The Rockies would be crazy to trade that guy. He's their best player, and he's under control for like 5 more years. Why would you do that? So if anything, it's going to be a middle-level guy, maybe Jeffers from Minnesota, but Minnesota's still in it. So the Yankees might be hurting to try to get some relief, and they don't have much to trade because LeGrande's hurt and the Miners are hurt.
The Red Sox are trying to sell people on getting back people from injury is just like getting trades at the trade deadline. So I will talk about that stuff next week. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. The coolest part of your new job, man, is you travel in the country, and you're going to be on Friday. You're in Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, it's not exactly a new job. I'm coming up on close to 2 years. But yeah, I do a lot of.
Is it really 2 years?
Yeah, it's over a year and a half now. Yeah, I started in January of 2025. So yeah, it's a. So I am going again. I'm with this organization, Miles for Military, who flies junior enlisted people home for free if they do community service. Great organization. There, a flyer came home from California, Air Force member, and she hadn't been home in 3 years. She came home Tuesday, but the catch on this one, Brian, is she's coming back for a family reunion that they have every year, and it's a huge reunion, like 200 something people. But this one, the parents, is coincides with their 50th wedding anniversary. So there's going to be like,
do they know she's coming back?
They know she, well, not everybody knows. The family she came back to in the immediate family knows she's here, but this is going to be a big surprise. And none of these people have seen her for like 3 years, and you know, she's been deployed and she hasn't seen most of these people. So it's going to be a big to do down south in Vidalia, Georgia, Brian.
Awesome. That's so cool. And so then you do that and then you'll get an overnight. So that's when you're going to hit the Braves.
Yeah, I'm going down tomorrow afternoon. I'll hit the Braves Friday night, and then I'll do all this stuff Saturday and then fly back on Sunday. Yeah.
That's cool. All right, so listen, when's the trade deadline, by the way?
Trade deadline is August 3rd. Like I said, we still got time. That's a lot of weeks. It's a lot of time in baseball. I mean, a lot can happen in 3 weeks. And the big news today, Brian, as we speak on Thursday, is MLB released their schedules for 2027.
Right.
Yeah, and that's interesting because, you know, as Yankees Red Sox fans, we always like think of the rivalry, like when are they going to play first? And I remember when we first started this podcast, it was almost 5 years ago, right? And we were talking about, oh, the Yankees and Red Sox aren't playing. It's like July. What's going on here? Well, that's happening again, Brian. This will be the fourth time in the last 5 years. They don't play until June, actually, June 4th in Fenway. And the Yankees Red Sox play 13 times. It's not like it used to be. They play 19 or 20 times, Brian. 13 times, Yankees get the home field advantage this time with 7 in the Bronx.
So, and you said opening day is even earlier, too.
Yeah, the earliest opening day in MLB history is March 25th. The Yankees open against the Blue Jays at home. So, it will be interesting.
Yankees are opening up at home on March 25th?
March 25th at home.
It could snow that day.
Yeah, and they're playing a team in a dome that has a dome stadium. Figure that one out. Yeah, I don't know. I think they did that with Tampa 1 year, Brian, I believe. I think they played Tampa
at home on the road.
No, yeah, I think they played Tampa at home.
I always assume the Red Sox are going to play their first two series. They should play the first two series on the road. And in some ways, I prefer it because if you think of the 162 games, if you can come back from a 7-game road trip at 3-4 or 4-3, you got 7 road games out of the way. And then you're right around 500, and that's 7 less games you got to play on the road from there. You know, obviously with this year's Red Sox team, it's not a factor because they're so good on the road. But I mean, I always assume that the Red Sox should and would start on the road. And I don't even think it's a I used to be pissed about it because I thought it was a disadvantage, but I actually don't even view it as a disadvantage anymore. Because if you can hold tight, and then that's fewer games that you have to play on the road after that date. So I don't know what goes into it. I know the schedule is very complicated. Like, I know it's not a simple thing. And it's
done by like a husband and wife combo from like this small podunk town in like Minnesota.
I mean, it's not done by AI now.
It's literally done by a husband and wife combo. I have to look up their names and stuff, but I remember seeing
a story, by the way, they do it
by hand every season. For like the last like 30 something years or something, this couple. But let's talk real quick. Like we just said, the Red Sox played the Rays at 4-game series, which is huge. And the Yankees played the Dodgers, dude. Oh my God. Right. The other evil empire. The Yankees are going to play the Dodgers at home, but they will not face Shohei Ohtani. So Shohei will not pitch, nursing some sort of injury, knee injury.
I was going to say after the All-Star break, he should be ready to go.
Yeah, he's not going to pitch. It's Sasaki is pitching against them, Sheehan and I think Yamamoto Schlittler, I think on Sunday. So that will be a good one. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. The Yankees have the Dodgers, then the Pirates, then the Phillies and the White Sox and the Cubs coming out of the break. That's leading up to the, the White Sox. I mean, they're okay. They're exciting. They're an exciting team. And the Philly is definitely way better than what we were talking about. At the start of the season, as they were going to fire Rob Thompson. It was
The firing,
a big turnaround.
Worked. I mean, it obviously was the right move because they're right in the wild card now. All right, that's it for today. Listen, we wanted to get a quick hit before the game started. Go back and listen to John's solo episode from the beginning of the week if you want to go back to that. And we'll be back with you early next week. You've been listening to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included. Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.